Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi, it's Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thanks for listening in today. And this podcast is another question and answer session. And today we have some questions from Kathy. And her first question is, what are the daily activities that I should do as a speaker? And my answer, there are actually many and really can vary from day to day, but my suggestion is to always be putting together a plan of action. Perfect it, and when you find what works, just keep doing it, but only do it better. Whether it's every day or every week, it will depend on your desire and commitment to get yourself booked. Your plan should include contacting people who have the power to hire you, and this takes research. So every day you will be researching and charting. Then you pick a day, you know, any day during the week to follow through with your research results. Okay? Make good notes of your calls or your emails and always, always follow up with them, especially if you get a voicemail. Now, leaving voicemails, it's going to become like an art form, and you're going to really perfect this over time to where you get them to call you back. You want to keep your voicemails very short and to the point. Mentioning your solutions. Remember, it is always about what you can do for their audience. Not, you know, what you've done or where you've been, how many certificates or degrees you hold. The planner doesn't really want to know that information right away. And, you know, to be honest, they don't really care. So they want to know what you can bring to the table. You know, they want to know you're going to leave the participants charged up and ready to tackle the world. So it's important not to sell the you, but more your solutions instead. As a speaker, you have to be constantly marketing on a daily basis, using all different kinds of strategies, from postcard campaigns via snail mail to phone calls, social media, writing articles, podcasting, webinars, writing a book, you know, a lot of things. You need to be everywhere you can. And when you find a few strategies that are really working for you, then stick to it and just keep doing it better. And if you don't market on a regular basis, they're not going to find you. And if you don't build a platform first and they do find you, then it can be for naught. So be sure and build up your platform and put some, you know, important pieces in place. Then go all out on your marketing. All right? The next question. What is the best approach to land speaking jobs? Ah, this, my friend, is a million-dollar question. And if I had the perfect answer, of course, we would all be millionaires. However, in my experience and working with speakers now for over 14 years, I would say the best approach is to know whom you are approaching, because if you go in all different directions, it's going to become extremely difficult. I could say, you know, go after the college market or industry associations or local clubs, but what I really first want you to focus on is researching. And know your topic before you head out the door. All right? This is going to save you time and money and frustration. Plus, it will keep your schedule full. So, if possible, narrow in on your area of expertise. Now, you might think that you've, you know, gotten really narrowed in already, but just sit back, take a look, and see if you can even narrow it further. And stay in a very focused niche area. I mean, this is really what's going to keep your schedule booked. So basically, if you know your area of expertise and what you have to bring to the table, the solutions, and you know who you're going after, including the audience and the market, and you know how to present your solutions the right way is going to bring you success. In general, it's a lot of research. It really is. Your research, once again, becomes an art form, and you will perfect it over time. And if you do your research properly and connect with a very niche group, you will keep your schedule full. It's important every day to keep an eye on your marketing material. You know, that includes many things, your website. Make sure that you have all those important elements in place and have your marketing material constantly updated and readily available online, especially your one sheet and a video. These items, the planners, you know, they're going to go after to review, and more than likely they're going to download and print your one sheet. So make sure that you have that stuff ready and available for them. One more question from Kathy. What strategy is the most effective for pitching meeting planners? Well, once again, know who you're pitching to, do your research, and only contact planners who are up your alley, you know, that are aligned with your message. Otherwise, it's a waste of time and energy on your part. And then, you know, you're going to get really frustrated. I've seen some where they've just blasted out, you know, postcards or, you know, calling, making phone calls, and they're not even the right people that they should be calling. So, you know, do your research first and just narrow it down to a small group, and you'll be glad that you did. The strategy would be the same pretty much as I mentioned previous. Research, and research some more. Okay? Really know your audience, your market, and topic well. And know the planner that you're going to be pitching to, because the more you know that you take the time to research before you start pitching and selling yourself, is going to show that planner that you really care. Okay? Let me say that again. Taking the time to research before you start pitching will show that planner that you really care, because you took the time to find out about them, you know, and who they work with. You know, it really isn't a fast-paced game here. It's important to take it slow, stay laser focused on where you are going and whom you are going after. This is just going to save you a huge amount of time, you know, and money in the very near future, and it's just going to save a lot of frustration. So know the planner's audience, okay? Perfect yourself and your topics. You know, you want to become that specialist and generalists. The speakers are really hard. It's hard to sell, and it's not as much in demand. Valuable, target, specific content is in demand. Now, the approach is simply put, if you know what market you want to work with and you know your audience, then, you know, really it's just a matter of finding the people who have the power to hire you and build relationships. Okay? Build relationships. If you can do this and get it down to a science, you are going to have a full schedule. You know, a lot of this is really about relationship building and nurturing those relationships. I always like to say, just be nice, right? Just be nice. You know, I've been working, like I said, with speakers for 14 years, and yes, some can be arrogant and stubborn and really literally talk their way right out of an excellent gig, and one that seriously could have opened the door for so many more opportunities. You know, planners don't like to work with speakers, you know, like that, and they won't. So always, always be willing to work with planners. There's always room to play around with figures. And so, you know, be negotiable. There's a lot of speakers out there and more every day. And they're going after the same thing you are. And planners can go anywhere to find a speaker very quickly. I mean, it's so easy for a planner to find a speaker these days. And so a speaker needs to stand out, have a strong platform, be different, be articulate in your message. Clarity is very, very important. Be very niched and be nice. Because I can tell you that niceness goes a very, very long way. And that niceness is always, always remembered. You know, a planner is going to pay an extra couple $100 or so to hire a nice speaker who's pleasant. You know, they go the extra mile, sticks around to answer audience questions. They're negotiable. They would rather do that than hire a speaker who costs less, you know, much less, but they're just a stick in the mud, just very hard to work with. So nice and connection, really is key with both planner, speaker, and audience. And the more that this can be accomplished, the more you are going to see yourself booked. So that is it for those questions, and thank you for listening in to this podcast.